This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3led_a_sat. First posted March 1, 2008, to Peter 1:2-11. Call to Holiness. Paraphrase. Grace, God's unmerited favor, and peace are only truly found through our knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. We have been given all things necessary for a life and godliness by the divine power of our Lord, who has called us to his own glory and excellence, or virtue, to Peter 1:3. Me. He has given us great and precious promises by which we may be freed from the worldly corruptions of the flesh and partake of the divine nature. So, in addition to faith, we should make every effort to grow in virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection and love. If we practice these virtues faithfully, our knowledge of the Lord will not be ineffective and unfruitful. Anyone who lacks these virtues is spiritually blind and ignorant, forgetting that he has been cleansed of sin. So let our lives demonstrate that we have been saved, and if we do this we will never fail or have cause for shame, and will be warmly welcomed into the kingdom of Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Commentary: Salvation is not just knowing about Jesus Christ, but knowing him personally through his indwelling Holy Spirit. Faith is not getting whatever we believe if we believe hard enough. Saving faith is obedient trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Believing that God is the one true God isn't saving faith. Even demons believe that, James 2:19. Even demons believe and acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah, Mark 1:24-CE, Luke 4:34-D. True grace and peace are only through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:14-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. We have been given everything necessary for godliness and true, eternal, life, now and eternally, but we must claim the promises and apply them in our daily lives. Those who believe in Jesus have been given the power and authority to become children of God, John 1:12, but we must exercise that power by obedient trust in Jesus. As we begin to know, trust and obey Jesus' teachings, he will give us the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit within us, through whom we are guided and empowered to escape and resist worldly corruptions, and through whom we partake of the divine nature. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit we are spiritually reborn to eternal life, John 3:3-5-8. Saving Christian faith is a process of spiritual growth. One must be a born-again disciple of Jesus Christ in order to make born-again disciples, as Jesus demonstrated and has commanded, Matthew 28:19-20, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8. Believers are to be discipled by born-again disciples until they have been born again by the indwelling Holy Spirit, and then they are to be further discipled daily by the Holy Spirit, John 14:26, 16:13. We must act according to what we profess and believe, or our knowledge of the gospel will be unfruitful and we will be ineffective. Jesus said that just calling him Lord doesn't make it so. If he is truly our Lord, we will be living daily in accordance with his teaching and example, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?